Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little brighter. Carrie is a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book author.
And Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. We live in Maine, and it's awesome.
It is. Welcome back to episode number 5. Sometimes confidence can be a real bummer.
Or it can be awesome.
This is Sean.
And this is Carrie.
And Sparty.
Whoops.
And it's time for the random thought.
What's up, yo?
You can't see what's up, yo. Oh my gosh. Did you know that they renamed the White Russian?
They did not.
No, they did. So, do you know what's in a White Russian?
Is this a joke?
No, it's real. I promise it's real. And it used to be like not trendy because I guess the White Russian started in the 1950s or 60s and it was like your mom's cocktail or something.
Yeah.
And then it like kind of became really popular in the disco era and no one wants a drink that was popular in the disco era.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a comeback according to the New York Times. So, do you know what's in a White Russian?
What was wrong with the name White Russian?
Just tell me if you know what was in a White Russian.
Milk and vodka.
And something else, like Kahlua.
Now that's what makes it a Black Russian.
No, it's the milk that makes it a White Russian.
Right.
But it's actually supposed to be heavy cream. But if you're poor, like my family was,
but it's the black
that
makes it a Black Russian. It's the Kahlua, is what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the difference. So Kahlua cannot be in a White Russian.
No, Kahlua is in a White Russian. A White Russian has 3 ingredients.
Okay, then what makes
this is
it,
why you know we're married.
What makes it a Black Russian?
You can't agree with anything. A Black Russian doesn't have milk.
That one, I remember. That was...
So it's just Kahlua and vodka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so do you want to know what they renamed the White Russian, which is my original point?
Writing tip of the pod.
Okay, Shani. Did you learn anything from that?
The Russian thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to tell a joke, but I can't. It's political.
Oh, no.
Anyways, White Russians have 3 ingredients. Black Russians have 2. And next time you ask me a question like that, I'm going to say no. So then if I happen to have some sort of misplaced confidence and think I'm right, I don't come out feeling super stupid.
Well, what I appreciate about you is how confident you are even when you're wrong. Like, I lack confidence so much that I've created ways that having a lack of confidence makes me a better writer. Whereas you happily go along your life believing your truths about Black Russians and White Russians. And that's so nice. Don't laugh.
It's just funny because actually you saved me. Not that I've either ever have either one of those joke drinks in a bar. But if I ever did, I know how to order it correctly now.
Well, there you go then. So how do we relate this back to life? Also, we should probably say that we were in a restaurant when we were having that conversation, that random thought. It was not in bed. All those noises behind us were other people at Siam Orchid in Bar Harbor, Maine. So, I'm gonna get back on track. Okay.
I was wondering where we did that.
Yeah, that was where we were. Okay, so in the writing world, and in the world of trying to be as talented and successful as you can, people always think of self-confidence as something you have to have. And you do in a way. Because, you know, self-confidence gives you the ability to strive for authenticity, to be you. You're confident in who yourself is. But when it comes to writing a book or making a craft, when you have self-doubt, it helps you to strive for more. It compels you to sharpen your skills because you feel like you're never the best that you can be. Like you always have things to learn.
Yeah. No, seriously, you're talking about like, I don't know the word. But from a practical sense, that can help too, like spelling, because you're not confident that you spelled the word right, or grammar, so you might double check it instead of just overlooking it and letting it go, because you know you're right.
That's really, really true. Yay! So now when everyone tells me that I need to be more self-confident and less self-deprecating, I can say to them, because business people constantly tell me this, that, you know what? My self-doubt lets me sharpen my skills, right?
Yes, that's right. Dog tip for life.
So we were trying to think about how to relay back confidence and lack of confidence to our two dogs, Gabby and Sparty. And still be positive. So, Sean thought we should maybe just describe the dogs and their lack of confidence or overconfidence.
Yeah. That's my theme for today.
Yeah.
Well, Sparty, he's confident in just about everything he does. And like me, even if he knows he's wrong, he's going to push that confidence and try to convince you that he's right. Now, Gabby, on the other hand, she's not that confident. I'm not even sure she cares. But she's really mellow and sweet. So while Sparty's like right there begging at your feet every time he thinks you might drop a crumb, Gabby kind of just stays back and wants to hovers a little bit, but in the end, they both end up getting the same amount of treats. Even more importantly, this is the same amount of love. I think actually Gabby might score a little bit more sometimes.
Win for self-deprecation.
Yeah, that's at least equal. I mean, you don't have to be confident to be successful.
And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what we should learn from our dogs. They don't worry about whether or not they're self-confident. They don't worry about whether they're self-deprecating. If someone tells them they need to be more confident, or if they tell them to be less self-deprecating, those dogs don't care. They just care about results and love.
Right.
So we should be like dogs.
They don't know what our words mean anyway.
No, well, they're long words.
But as always, they're the best teachers.
Because they don't care about judgment and labels. They care about
bacon. There are further tips to go along with this podcast, and they can be found on carriejonesbooks.com. Only one dot in there. carriejonesbooks.com. And while you're there, because you're going to visit so often, keep your eyes open for when she tells you that the dog's new website, believe it or not, entitled Dogs Are Smarter Than People, .com. Sparty and Gabby will be assisting us in maintaining their brand new website. So check it out. I think Carrie has something to say.
Also, my brand new nonfiction picture book about Mo Berg is out in 2 days on March 1st. It's published by Carbon, and it's called The Spy Who Played Baseball. And it's all about Mo Berg, who was a professional baseball player who became a spy in World War II, which is super cool.
It's a cool book.
And there's more information about that on my website, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. It's okay to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Ha ha ha!